بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. So completing chapter 5, there's something that the author makes reference to implicitly, not directly. It's a very powerful lesson. And the lesson is that, you know, in the end, we have to recognize that everything in this world is a means to grow closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of our wealth, all of our children, our families, our wives, our husbands, our teachers, our students, our work, whatever we do, this masjid, our cars, are all a means to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oftentimes when a person is in this world, that person begins to sometimes forget that there's a goal beyond the means. So for example, a person is in high school and he begins to earn money part-time. So I want to purchase a car because my father works and my mother works and I can't get to the masjid. So now he purchases a car. It's a good car, alhamdulillah. Nothing very fancy, nothing very special. But he puts in some money so he can go and do what he has to do, get to the masjid, do whatever, go study, etc. Now, after a period of time, he sees his friends come from a better background financially, not necessarily spiritually or religiously. So they get nicer cars. So what does he think? You know, if I just work a little hard and I save a little more money, I'll get a nicer car. Now what happens after a period of time is he begins to chase the means, not the goal. The means was the car. The goal was coming to the masjid or going to work or being able to do whatever he needs the car for, or if he needs the car. But now the goal became the car all of a sudden. In that same way, oftentimes with friendships, the friendship becomes the goal rather than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Meaning he's entrapped that statement within the Qur'an. He's preserved that statement in the Qur'an. That, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Now in this world we say wakeel, we often translate that as being a representative or a lawyer. And that's actually an interesting way to look at it. Because we say what a great lawyer or defender that he is. In the hereafter, in the Day of Judgment, in the court of Allah, who else do we want defending us than Allah Ta'ala, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Now what happens is sometimes with friendships, as we do all the rights and fulfill the rights, we're forgiving, we're giving the benefit of the doubt, sometimes that friendship comes to an end. Something goes wrong. The person passes away. Or something just goes wrong with the friendship and it comes to an end. Oftentimes people fall apart at that moment. The friendship, like any other relationship in this world, was only meant to be a means by which we grew closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in the end of this chapter, the author alludes to this. And I was thinking, why is this so important, the chapter that ends on forgiveness? Because we're talking about forgiving each other, why do we have to know about friendship and its role in life? Because like I spoke about yesterday, if we're forgiving, we forgive for the sake of Allah. In that same way, the entire reason for preserving and maintaining that friendship or that brotherhood in the end was for Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. The brothers are believers. Meaning what? Verily the foundation that unites us together is Islam, is Iman. Now, what happens sometimes is that when people are unable to forgive and forget, then their Iman gets affected. Because they look at all of the effort and work they put within that relationship. And this is brothers, sisters, friends, and especially spouses. They put in all that effort, and something begins to fall apart. They can't look beyond the fact and think that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed something better for me outside of this friendship. And I'll give a couple examples. One example is Hazrat Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu. Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu, In the battle of Badr, he was made shaheed at Uhud. So in the battle of Badr, his brother was captured. His brother's name was Aziz. When his brother was captured, and he was walking, and he saw those who were captured, what did he say? He turned to one of the Sahaba, one of the Ansar, and said, make sure you tie this one up really tightly, because his mother will give a lot of money for him. So his brother said, I'm your brother. How can you say this to me? So no, no, you're not my brother. That one here, he's my brother. Because what? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Brotherhood is based upon deen. So Musa ibn Umair radiallahu anhu saw there was a long-standing relationship. There were blood brothers in the end. But that relationship could not draw them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was willing to sacrifice that relationship. Go ahead, ransom him off for a good price. His mother will give him a good price. Why? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for a greater good. He didn't sit there weeping, oh no, my mother, my brother, they didn't, you know, we're not on the same page, etc. We look at Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he finally reunited with the son, and they're talking about all the time they spent apart and all those memories. His son, and I mentioned this recently, that his son told him that, oh, my father, a few times in the field, I saw you. I could have struck you down with my arrow. I saw you. But I thought you were my father, I shouldn't kill you, so I turned my arrow away. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu told him very clearly, if I saw you in the battlefield, I would have killed you. Why? Because he wasn't Muslim. Now, the FBI is going to take that snippet and put it somewhere. But you know what I mean? The idea is that the relationships were all based on what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there were people in the deen from the Sahaba who had to split apart. They had to split apart. Marriages were broken, families were broken, in order to preserve something greater, which was what? The deen. Now, this comes to the crux of the statement. Allah ta'ala mentioned the Qur'an in Surah Tawbah. That in kana abaukum wa abnaukum. This whole is a long verse. That if your parents and your children, what comes next? In kana abaukum wa abnaukum wa what? Wa ikhwanukum and your brothers. Wa azwajukum and your spouses. Wa ashiratukum wa amwalun iqtaraftumuha wa tijaran takhshawna كَسَالَهَا وَمَسَاكِنَ تَضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجَهَنَّ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. They have all these things in your tribes and your wealth and your place of dwelling that please you so much. All these things are more beloved to you than Allah and His Messenger. فَتَرَبَّصُوا. Now that should shake a person. فَتَرَبَّصُوا. Allah Ta'ala is basically saying, okay, just wait. If all these things are more important to you than Allah, His Messenger, and striving in Allah's way, or fighting in Allah's way, فَتَرَبَّصُوا. Then wait. حَتَّى يَتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِ. Until Allah Ta'ala's decision comes upon you. Now, what is all those things? All those things are different things that human beings love. And they were all given for what purpose? To preserve the deen of a person. The relationships, the valuables, the wealth, all those things were made to what? Preserve the deen of a person. If for some reason, it leads the person, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. If it leads a person away from their goals, then they should break away from that. If they don't, فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَتِي اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِ. And one day Allah Ta'ala will then show what happens to those people who connect themselves to the means and not the goal. So friend, brotherhood is a means. Brotherhood, what? Ikhwan and what? Deen. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. This akhuwa is within deen. If we have friends or brothers who are leading us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to revisit that and think to ourselves that on the day of judgment, if the ahadith are saying al mar'u ma'a man ahab or anta ma'a man ahbab or al mar'u ala dini khalilihi, and all these various things are mentioned, then I should think to myself that if these relationships are causing me to further myself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a big problem. Because in the end, this is not brotherhood, it's friendship. Brotherhood in Quran is based upon deen. Friendship could be based on other things. But this is brotherhood, and the source of brotherhood is what? Sisterhood is what? It's deeper than friendship, it's deen. It's deen. This is why Allah Ta'ala says the believers are brothers. We're not blood brothers. My blood brother is not sitting here that I see him. I have one blood, he's not sitting here. But we're brothers on something deeper, thicker, which is what? Deen. So Allah Ta'ala says we're brothers, but it's thicker than blood brothers. So the basic message is today, especially for the young guys here, if you see your brotherhood and your friendship leading you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then sometimes you have to revisit that relationship. Doesn't mean you turn away from it. Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, those people who caused him to not be as close to Allah, he would work on them, he would help them, until he felt them affecting him. Then he would leave them. and he would re-strengthen himself. Then he'd go back and he'd work on them until he felt them affecting him. Mauna Ilyas rahimahullah. What did he used to do? You know, the founder of the Jama'ah of Tabligh. What did he used to do? He used to go and help people because we're brothers in the deen. Until when he returned. Then what would he do? He'd go into Mauna Raipuri rahimahullah's, you know, zawiya, his place of just reflection and dhikr, and he would then relieve himself and try to purify himself, and then go out and help people. But if there comes a point where that person realizes that, you know what, this person's taking me away from Allah, then sometimes you have to close that door. You have to close that door. And it hurts to say it. But it's much better that we close that door in this world than we're standing hand in hand with that person in the hellfire. If you can stand with them in Jannah, alhamdulillah. But it's a very sensitive topic that I wanted to quickly broach because of the fact that it was alluded to at the end of this chapter. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to mix amongst those who all of our means in this world are used to grow closer to Him. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to mix amongst those who are able to benefit others. And if harm is coming our way, we're able to leave it before it destroys us.